All right, we have some breaking news. Multiple high-profile MAGA commentators and even right-wing politicians have now come out and said that Trump's treatment of Jimmy Kimmel, or more specifically, the FCC's treatment of Jimmy Kimmel at Trump's behest, is inappropriate, it's scary, and there is a slippery slope. And it's interesting to see which MAGA commentators actually see the writing on the wall, the slippery slope that is then created when the president of the United States can weaponize branches of the government to target political opponents. I think Ben Shapiro is smart enough deep down to realize the next presidential administration, if they are hopefully Democratic, can then do the same exact thing to them and justify it and make it much worse and suppress right-wing voices. So before we start off with Ben Shapiro's response to this all, I would like to jump over to Senator Ted Cruz, who actually had a quite insightful segment. Never thought I would say that. Ted Cruz actually had a pretty decent segment where he breaks down the pitfalls of the President of the United States using the FCC in such a manner. Here's the thing. If ABC decided on its own accord to pull Jimmy Kimmel's show due to ratings, that would be one thing. But we have zero indicator to prove that. In fact, all evidence points towards the exact opposite. Donald Trump has been lobbying behind the scenes and in the open to get these shows canceled. He celebrated when Colbert's show was canceled and said Jimmy Kimmel's show is next. And then Jimmy Kimmel's show was next. Trump celebrated. FCC chair Brendan Carr made jokes about it online and even hinted that he was following Project 2025. We'll talk about this all, but I would like to start with the words of Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas.
No, 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 no. Look, I like Brendan Carr. He's a good guy. He's the chairman of the FCC. I work closely with him. But what he said there is dangerous as hell.
For people that are listening, because this is going to be, quote, controversial, so I want to make sure we explain it clearly. When you say no and it's dangerous, explain and run this out, the slippery slope that this can open, so that people understand why we're saying it.
So the Federal Communication Commission is in charge of granting broadcast licenses. So ABC, NBC, CBS, they have licenses from the FCC. It is true that under statute, they're required to be in the public interest.
Yep.
What he is saying is Jimmy Kimmel was lying. That's true. He was lying. And his lying to the American people is not in the public interest. And so he threatens explicitly, we're going to cancel ABC's license. We're going to take him off the air. So ABC cannot broadcast anymore. And I got to say, he threatens it. He says, we can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way.
Yeah.
And I got to say, that's right out of Goodfellas. That's right out of a mafioso coming into a bar going, nice bar you have here. It'd be a shame if something happened to it. And I got to say, look, I understand. Jimmy Kimmel has mocked me so many times I cannot count. The corporate media, they are dishonest. They are liars. I hate what Jimmy Kimmel said. I am thrilled that he was fired. But let me tell you, if the government gets in the business of saying,
what you can't say
what you, the media, have said, we're going to ban you from the airwaves if you don't say what we like, that will end up bad for conservatives. It reminds me of, you and I are both fans of The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
J.R.R. Tolkien. It reminds me of like the Ring of Power. And it is so attractive. It's sort of like conservatives saying, wait, if we have government, we have power.
Yeah.
We can ban the media. Let me tell you what will happen. Going down this road, there will come a time when a Democrat wins again. Wins the White House.
They will get rid of every
Democrat
talk show
FCC,
America that's a conservative. They'll get rid of every podcast. They'll get rid of everybody on YouTube.
They will silence us. They will use this power, and they will use it ruthlessly. I think it is unbelievably dangerous for government to put itself in the position of saying, we're going to decide what speech we like and what we don't, and we're going to threaten to take you off air if we don't like what you're saying. And it might feel good right now to threaten Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
But when it is used to silence every conservative in America, we will regret it. And so, again, I like Brendan Carr.
Okay, Ted Cruz with a quite clear-headed take for once. I mean, it's all framed at what if conservatives got targeted. there are a lot more reasons why this is terrible. I can list a few, like the chilling effects this has right now. I mean, conservatives in 4 years be damned. Who cares about that? What about the chilling effect this has on speech right now, at this very moment? I mean, every single time Donald Trump goes after a university or a law firm or somebody like Jimmy Kimmel, it chills the speech of people in that industry who would criticize Donald Trump otherwise. Secondly, I like how it's taken Ted Cruz 8 years to publicly say that Donald Trump uses mobster tactics. Well, he pins it on Brendan Carr, the FCC chair, but it's clearly Brendan Carr doing it at the behest of Donald Trump, because Trump is the one who has spent the past 10 years whining and crying about the way that he's treated. Even Sean Strickland, who is an absolute effing idiot. This is like a crazy person, Sean Strickland. He said, unpopular take, but the FCC overstepped with Jimmy Kimmel. That's a popular take outside of any brain-rotted conservative circles, but thank you, Sean Strickland. He then says, he didn't get canceled. ABC was threatened by the FCC chair appointed by Trump on a podcast. F Jimmy Kimmel, but the government shouldn't be used as a political weapon. Honestly, that last line right there is totally fair. If you want to say that you're not a fan of Jimmy Kimmel, I'm not going to force you to like one show or another. I don't care. But when you begin to cheer his show getting pulled off the air because the president pressured it, that is a step too far. If you want to say F Jimmy Kimmel, fine, but at least say the government shouldn't be used as a political weapon, as Sean Strickland did. I think that is very, very fair. Even Ben Shapiro gave a pretty surprising take. He seems to realize how this could backfire.
The FCC should not be threatening action against ABC or its affiliates or Disney based on Jimmy Kimmel being a jack. He's been a jack his entire career. Social censure is perfectly appropriate. The blowback from the public, totally natural and in fact good, because Jimmy Kimmel is in fact a schmuck who should have been taken off the air 10 years ago. I do not want the FCC in the business of telling local affiliates that their licenses will be removed if they broadcast material that the FCC deems to be informationally false. Why? Because one day the shoe will be on the other foot.
You know, lately on Twitter, I've been on one. I've been saying a lot of stuff. Go follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, and other platforms, Facebook, if you'd like to follow some of my other posts. But I've been calling out a lot of conservatives head on, because on Twitter, you get to just interact with people and quote tweet people. And I posted this thing the other day. It was like, man, if conservatives gaslit themselves into thinking that they were targeted during Biden by Merrick Garland and Joe Biden, two people who were rather soft on Republicans, in my opinion, then just wait until they see what the Democratic Party turns into. Wait until they see what the next presidency looks like. Ideally, it's somebody who's truly a fighter and is willing to investigate Tim Pool's ties to Russia, investigate all of these insane, insane connections between government officials and January 6th that we're seeing pop up. But Ben Shapiro wraps his take in a lot of conservative stuff. He says he doesn't like Jimmy Kimmel. He should have gotten pulled off the air 10 years ago. But even Ben Shapiro is able to admit this. What about these guys over at Barstool? I don't know if these dudes in particular are right wing. I don't think they are, but they call right wingers the biggest pussies they've ever seen. It's kind of funny.
I always do the left. No, right now in 2025 at 10:06 on September 18th, the extreme right are the biggest group of pussies that has ever existed in America. A bunch of, because people with green hair at Starbucks, and because once in a while a fucking guy swam against girls, you fucking pussies have broken in half, led by the duo of Donald Trump and consequence culture Portnoy, who is just waving his arms at the right to like him again after the thing last week where he said it was Trump's fault privately and publicly that Charlie Kirk died. Now he's like, I gotta get them back. Typical, I will say, fits the tribe profile.
This dude is calling out the Republicans. I kind of like to see it done in that way. Just like, hey, these guys are really sensitive. They're really soft. And the way that they're speaking lately, canceling everybody who even looks at them the wrong way, is pretty damn weak. I want to continue by showing you this post from comedian Tim Dillon. Tim Dillon posted one that said, FCC commissioner threatening to revoke broadcast licensing has chilling effect on free speech. AG threatening to go after hate speech is a bad sign. When someone has a weapon, everyone will use it. I continue to unconditionally support Israel in all of its actions now and forever. Okay, that last line, he was being sarcastic. He does not support Israel. He's basically making a joke saying he doesn't want the government to go for him. So he's just joking about his position. He is rather pro-Palestine. But the thing that he's pointing out here is very true. Not only the effects on free speech, but the fact that when they go after hate speech, it's a slippery slope. And who defines hate speech? If it's arbitrarily defined by the current administration, then that is scary. So I'm just going to reiterate. If conservatives thought that Merrick Garland and Joe Biden were targeting them, which they weren't, then I can't wait to see their reactions when we have an administration that actually targets them with appropriate consequences for their actions. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. Love you all, and peace out.